Hey guys, so this is going to be a very different type of episode. It's more about an announcement of what you can expect from Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, Monday's brand new episode.
That's right.
So really, in this episode, me and Tiger just sitting down, having a chat, and we're kind of giving you guys an update in terms of what you can expect. So we're going to go through kind of why we started the podcast in the first place, where we're at now, how we're feeling about the show, and then, of course, changes that we plan on making.
And we're actually sat down now, which doesn't seem like a big deal, but you said we're sitting down, we're having a conversation. But normally we stand up and we've just stood up and just talked to each other, stood up, recording a bunch of episodes, and now we've sat down to do this one. So it already feels a bit different. So let's get into it.
So before we even get started, I think for me and Tiger, we want to just say thank you because we do this podcast for you. We started this podcast initially to help more business owners, more podcasts in general, to be fair, to gain clarity around why their podcast isn't growing. And the show has grown and we've had episodes hit amazing numbers, which is incredible. But more so, we've had a lot of you actually become clients of ours. We've generated a ton of money from the show. And I'm, you know, again, it feels very meta, kind of like expressing how the show is doing and how we're teaching you guys to grow your show to get more clients. And we're, of course, doing the exact same thing with our podcast as well. But genuinely, I want to say from both of us, it makes it so much more fun knowing that we have an audience who actually care about what we do, who care about our message, who resonate with the show. I just want to just say thank you, firstly.
Absolutely. Look, if you're here right now and if you've been listening to the podcast, just know we really, really appreciate it. We really, really appreciate you. And we're honestly honored that we've been able to be part of your journey and kind of provide you some value along your own podcasting journey. It really is our pleasure. And we're grateful every time we record and really every time we look or talk about our podcast for the amazing audience we have. So thank you.
And I guess, like, I think, you know, taking it back, because we are going to go through some changes with the show. It is going to be slightly different, of course, for the better. But I guess to kind of begin with, Tug, you know, we launched a show over 2 years ago, which is nuts to think, man. We're like, we're coming up to 300 episodes.
Mm.
Fucking crazy. I don't know about you, but that number is like, what the hell? 300 episodes. That's nuts.
Yeah, it is a lot. Kind of just get numb to it, as every podcaster can relate to.
And, you know, when we first started the podcast, our intention was super clear. At that point, you know, we'd actually been podcast coaches, best-selling authors in the podcasting space. And to be honest, the podcast was well overdue. You know, young hustlers, you know, helping people grow their podcast, monetize their shows, and we're getting amazing results, right? But us having our own podcast was well overdue. So we started a show out of just obligation of like, why the hell don't we have a podcast? It's just going to be so much fun going back and forth with you.
We did. There was always a bit of imposter syndrome of like, well, we should prove this.
We should probably have a podcast, but it probably makes sense for us to have a podcast.
Yeah.
But of course, we started a show and it was great. You know, we already had an audience, relatively speaking, when it comes to our newsletters and our books, etc. So that transferred over nicely. And of course, people found the show organically because we optimized it for podcast SEO and X, Y, and Z. But look, we started a podcast really with a very clear intention. And it's probably obvious based on the actual name of our show, which is we wanted to help podcasters, business owners, coaches, anyone really with a podcast back then, to gain clarity around why their podcast wasn't growing or monetizing at the rate they'd like.
And of course, everyone wants the tactics and the strategies, and they're out there. We know there's not that many podcasts on podcasting, but we know there are others and you can get that. We found that a lot of people that we spoke to, and you know, even by the time we'd started the show, we'd spoke to thousands of podcasters at this point, just didn't know what was working, didn't know what wasn't working, didn't know why the show wasn't going. And that was the most frustrating thing, actually. It wasn't that things weren't working, it's that they just didn't know what was going on and they don't know why. And they were doing a bunch of stuff and seeing what other people did or that social media post or whatever, but they just lack clarity. And that's really what we wanted to come in and provide more than anything.
That really is what we wanted to provide. And to some degree, man, I think we've done that. You know, like, I think we have, you know, created a space and created a show where hopefully, you know, if you pick any episode, you can kind of feel it's different in terms of the content we produce versus others. Again, there's other creators out there who do an incredible job when it comes to educating podcasts. That's not what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But oftentimes we found that what was missing was that, like, clarity. Like, it wasn't just, like, super surface, like, actually getting deep in terms of why the show isn't growing.
Right, understanding things at a principle level and then applying the strategies from there.
That's it. And again, for the last 2 years, that's exactly what we've been doing. And of course, the show has changed, has morphed, we've tried different things. Some things really worked and stuck. Some things didn't work as experiments that we kind of had to just let go of.
Right. We've and done a lot.
We've done a lot.
We've had voice notes from successful podcasters from like a download or monetization perspective. There's a lot of them. If you go back, particularly up until about the 150 episode mark, you see a lot of them every Monday. And those were great. We had a lot of fun. We learned a lot. Then we did roast the show for a bit, which, you know, if you listen to, we never managed to roast. We were way too nice for that. Never really lived up to the name. But it gave us the amazing pleasure and honor of speaking to a lot of podcast listeners and people who might be listening right now on air, live, and kind of turned it into something of value for everyone. So that was amazing. We had a great time doing that. I remember our first one with Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out, Kevin.
Shout out, Kevin.
Kevin Lowe. He has an amazing show, and he's actually grown a lot in the last couple of years as well. The name of his podcast is Personal Growth After Trauma. And that's Kevin Lowe. I want to give a personal shout out to Kevin. But that came to an end after some iteration. And of course, we've done a lot of solo episodes. We actually started off just Anthony on the podcast. And I joined him at the start of 2024. So point is, we've come a long way. We've done a lot of different things. And no matter how much of that you've seen, you've been part of the journey. So it's nice to reflect on that, isn't it?
100%. All that to say that we're coming up to 300 plus episodes, which again, still mad. And if the intention of the show was to always give people clarity around why this show isn't growing and doing that to the best level that we possibly could. We took pride in the content we were making. We enjoyed recording together and we enjoyed sharing the message and building our audience and monetizing the podcast. It's been a ton of fun.
Yeah.
But I think it got to a certain point where we're publishing Monday, Wednesday and Friday, that creating content amongst building the business, building our team, personal life situations, the busyness of just being an entrepreneur, it got to a point where it felt like we were just on this conveyor belt of creating content. We kind of fell in.
Conveyor belt. What's that?
Conveyor belt. You know, like
conveyor belt.
What's it called?
Conveyor belt.
Conveyor.
Yeah.
Conveyor belt.
Yeah. Why do you seem so surprised?
Well, look, there you go. Tugs, give me a little lecture here.
I can't help.
We were in kind of this, like, again, the content hamster wheel. It started to feel like that, and again, we kind of start to fall into the trap that we see a lot of our clients fall into, which is just creating content blindlessly. Now, we were always kind of clear of who our target audience were and all this and that, but energetically, it just felt like we were just trying to just get out content. And to a certain degree, that sucks. That made it less enjoyable, number one, but also just meant that, like, I started not feeling proud of every single episode that we're putting out.
And I think more than anything, what it was, you know, you've mentioned why that happened, like personal life, busyness. We always prioritize the podcast. It's not like we really struggle that much to find time to record, but we just felt that there comes a point when we are talking about the same things quite a lot.
Yeah.
To be completely honest. And again, we started this to address why your podcast isn't growing. If you go through our back catalog, and of course, maybe you've already listened, regardless of when you joined, if you go through our back catalogue, you'll see a multitude of episodes. You'll see multiple episodes covering every topic you can think of. You know, how to fix your titles, how to fix your show notes, how to think about monetizing your podcast, how to niche down, how to refine your podcast, how you should think about your podcast cover art, how to get more reviews, how to write an amazing podcast description, how to get the most out of guests, how to be a guest. You know, you name it, right? We've done it all. And the thing is, we've done it all like two or three times each topic at this point.
Over, yeah.
And that feels very kind of like raw to say. It's not a bad thing, I suppose. I don't know why it feels weird to say, but to the point where when recording, we're kind of thinking, well, like you say, we are just now making this for the sake of it, because sometimes there's new things to add. And of course, that's why we've done topics multiple times. There's always new ways to approach things, and we've really enjoyed that. And then with other things, there's not always that much new to add. And it's like, we are just creating another version of this for the sake of it. We've kind of already said what there is to be said on it, and not that much has changed since. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, that's a fair comment. Now, for all you suckers out there trying to think, oh, you guys, oh, this is why they want these solo episodes, or, oh, this is why you should have guests on. And I get that. I get the sales argument for that, right?
Guys, we're at 300 episodes,
right? And you might be at 300, you might be at 400, you might be at 500.
That's true. Yeah, it could be at 1,000.
I think really, like, for us, we're not saying we're going to just stop doing the podcast, number one. And we're not saying that we're going to invite guests onto our show to add variety, because again, we understand and feel the power of solo podcast episodes. We know that it just makes sense for the business model that we're running, and it probably makes sense for a lot of you listening right now.
Yeah.
But that's, again, a different topic for a different day. What we are trying to say is that we also are very aware that a lot of podcasts kind of die or kind of like slow down, or because you kind of either burn out, and I didn't think we're anywhere near burning out, but I definitely started to feel like I wasn't enjoying creating the podcast, which is not nice, because I want to enjoy this. I want to have fun with it. And I want to make sure that you listening right now, if I'm not having fun with it, maybe you don't know this straight away, but eventually the content is going to suffer.
Yeah. Or, and again, even more practical, if you might think you've kind of heard us cover this before, or maybe there's not, things are starting to get just a little bit less fresh each time we cover it.
So then the question becomes, how do you solve that? And the way we're solving it now is the same way we've always tried to solve it, which is to adapt, to make a change, to figure out a way, and not just any change that makes things easier, but how do we actually make the podcast better? Like, what is the next evolution of the show?
Why your podcast isn't growing.
Of why your podcast isn't growing. Like, what is that next evolution? And after a lot of time reflecting and thinking and going back and forth with myself and Tig, and actually doing trials and runs of this new type of format and episodes we're going to be creating, the change we're going to be implementing next week, I feel like we're actually there in terms of the new adaptation.
Well, right. We feel like we're at a point where we're sharing this with you today, right? Because we're not just starting something new now. We've actually been thinking about this for a couple of months now and doing some tests, and we're ready to bring it to life.
So look, the evolution of the show is really going to look like this. The first change, it's like two main changes, I guess.
Okay.
Like, the two main changes are this. So instead of us publishing Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday, the new publishing schedule is going to be Mondays.
Mondays every other Monday, every other month. Six more episodes this year.
Six more episodes this year, baby. No, obviously totally joking. That'll completely ruin our relationship with you, and I wouldn't blame you if you cheated on us with another podcast for podcasters.
Yeah, we wouldn't dream of sabotaging the things we say about output, because that does matter.
So, but what we are going to do is going to publish every single Monday and every single Thursday. So we're dropping it down from 3 days a week to 2 days a week.
But why?
Pretty simple. From our end, we want to make sure that each episode we produce has more depth and is an evolution of what we're currently doing, meaning, like, again, it's deeper. The quality, from my perspective, in terms of us recording the sessions and how much depth we add in, to me, the quality is a lot higher. Like, the standard of what we're talking about and what we're speaking, again, when you listen to the episodes on Monday and Thursday, you'll see it's got a slightly different tone with the Monday episodes, for sure.
Yep.
But again, we want to make sure that we're constantly helping you deepen your understanding of the reasons why your podcast isn't growing. And I know that sounds very abstract, and I like to get very philosophical and like to get very high level sometimes.
He does.
So, Ty, can you bring this back down to reality a bit more for the listeners?
Yes, with pleasure. So, I mean, previously on Mondays, we've given kind of three reasons why the podcast isn't growing, or three reasons about something. And on Wednesdays, we've been sharing with you one principle to do with podcast growth. And on Friday, we've been giving you kind of a straight shooting how to. And these have tended to be around the 15 minute mark on average, you know, maybe a bit more, maybe a bit less. And that works great. What that means, and this is comes into the thing I was saying about it's hard for us to kind of really keep things fresh, is that we're limited to the depth that we can explore these ideas. And we find, obviously, after coaching hundreds of podcasters on a much more intimate level as well, that the strategies are one thing, but it's about your identity. It's about how you think about these things. It's about how you take these on. It's about all the little resistance and mental barriers that come up in your head when applying a certain tactic.
Like, you might have listened to our podcast for the last 3 months, 2 months, 6 months, 2 years, but still find yourself in a spot where you've only taken, let's say, 40% of the advice we've given you, and then the rest of the actions you haven't actually applied, you haven't implemented, you haven't actually done the action that's going to get you the result.
Yeah.
But it's not because you don't know what to do. Again, so why isn't it done? And it comes down to a much deeper reason.
Right, an internal thing. And I suppose if I was to sum it up and make it more practical, it's we're going to be focusing a little bit more on the internal reasons that why your podcast is growing.
Down with terms of spirituality podcast. Will you check us out? Yeah.
Why your podcast isn't growing, self-help version.
So that's the first thing. And that's, again, with intention of really providing you the best quality content and best content to help you get the best results. And then on Thursday, well, Thursday is going to feel more like the original, I guess, like I say original, it's just going to feel like a normal why your podcast isn't growing episode. There's going to be more practical while still being having a lot more depth. So if you listen to one of our case study episodes recently, and shout out by the way, because we've seen the retention time, we've seen the numbers. You guys love this episode to have a lot more depth rather than us just giving high level execution. It's like, look, here is exactly what we did to grow a particular show. Here are the exact changes that we made. And it seems like that, again, that level of depth you guys are enjoying. So those are the main changes we're going to be making. Now, from my end, I'm very excited because I feel like it allows us to push the limits in terms of selfishly speaking, creatively, and what we can do with the show. That's the first thing.
Yep.
But secondly, also, I'm excited to kind of see how it's received and how people feel about it, because I feel like it's going to talk about not just the surface level problems of the show not growing, but the deeper problems that actually holds people back, which is a resistance, the fear of failure, like all of these things that we know working with clients who, by the way, have paid us money to then work with us one-on-one, they still struggle with. And we have to work with them in that level of depth. We want to give that depth and kind of extend that depth to you, the listeners.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it for sure. So look, what can you expect moving forward? Well, to tie this all up, we've kind of alluded to some of it. You can expect episodes on Mondays and Thursdays, and they're going to be a little bit longer now. You know, not an hour or anything crazy like that. That's pretty insane to us. For how we create content, that's now. Pretty far off. And now, I mean, Anthony would absolutely love that. He would do 3-hour episodes if he could. But, you know, expect episodes to be around 25, 30 minutes, at least for the next few weeks. Obviously, we're going to adapt as we go, as always. And that's particularly the Monday episodes as well. And definitely expect some deeper exploration of ideas and some deeper connections between your podcast results, your podcast actions, and your internal beliefs and states on a Monday. On Thursday, expect more of the classic why your podcast isn't growing. You know, you're going to get the tactics, you're going to get case studies, particularly.
Stories.
And of course, stories as well. But expect a bit more depth. You know, expect us to have a bit more time and space to explore those ideas and really make sure that we hold nothing back, which is actually something that we always wanted to do, and something that we've always had as a principle, but I think in recent months we've probably moved away from a little bit.
So look, there you have it. Those are the changes that we're going to be making. Now, are we going to be perfect straight away and hit out of the park? Probably not. We're not that deluded. We understand that these things take time.
Yeah.
It's a new shift, there's a new change. But we hope that you give us the honor and give us the grace to stick with us and kind of experience the show for yourself. And if you do have feedback, just reach out. Like, if you're listening to us every single week, we're not fucking like these weird, scary people you can't contact and speak to. Feel free to just send us an email at admin@getmorelisteners.com.
Right. It's in the show notes. I was going to say, mine and Anthony's shared email address. It's always linked in the show notes. So please. And, you know, we joke because, you know, just saying email me here is like a pretty terrible call to action, because what do you say? You have to think about that quite a lot. But some prompts for you. If you are listening right now, send us an email and let us know what you think of these upcoming changes. Send us an email and let us know what you've thought of the past few episodes and how you think the new content might help, or maybe you actually hate the idea. And of course, as we do this new content, we would love to hear your thoughts.
So literally, as you consume the content, if you have any open loops, meaning any questions around what we explored, if it impacted you in a specific way, or if you just have just questions, suggestions of topics you want us to explore more on the episode, and of course it was relevant to everyone, we'll address that. Those are the kinds of things you can reach out with.
And even if you don't have a question, the absolute biggest low-hanging fruit here in terms of what we would love to hear from you on to make things really easy: what was your biggest takeaway from the episode? And you can do that today. You can do that from this week's episode. What was your biggest takeaway from each episode? We'd love to know.
So look, once again, I'm going to round this up by saying thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm really excited for you to listen to the changes, and I'm very grateful that we even have your attention
right
in the first place,
and that we can communicate with you so open and honestly like this. Yeah, we really appreciate it. We're really looking forward to seeing what you think. And if we didn't have such an amazing audience and, you know, had the feedback we've had and had the communication we've had and been able to see, because of the feedback loop from you listening right now, the impact we made, you know, maybe we wouldn't even be making these changes.
Would have just put it on the sideline and said, you know what, our job here is done. 300 episode, that's good enough. But no, we don't want to just be good enough, do we? No. Good enough, gross. We want to really create something exceptional for you to experience, and for you to create something exceptional with your show.
Absolutely.
So that your audience can experience as well.
Yeah, really.
So with that being said, we'll catch you on Monday's brand new episode.
See you Monday.